reading it is like receiving a warm hug, basically. You would really realize how sometimes the world can be so cruel to the people who don't really deserve it. Hey there, Zesties. You're listening to the Gleeful Talk Show, where we share zesty stories to cultivate the happiness and hero within and out. Happy New Year! I hope you had a very enjoyable New Year's celebration. And because I was on a break for a few days, I was able to watch the shows that I wanted to watch, read the books that I wanted to read, and also not do the things that I actually wanted to do or had time for, like going to the gym because I had COVID. So I hope you guys still enjoyed your break, and I hope if you're sick during the break like me, you're recovering now and also were able to kind of pivot from it and still do the other stuff that you can do while you're sick. What I wanted to talk about on today's episode is a book that I recently finished reading. I have been sitting on this book for quite some time, and I'm that type of person who buys a book and reads it half a year later or something. And I sometimes buy books that I actually don't read right away. I don't know if it's just me or if some of you are like that as well. Please comment down below on Instagram or on YouTube. So yeah, this book is entitled A Man Called Uwe, written by a Swedish author named Fredrik Backman. I stumbled on this book because I was trying to find a similar book that I previously read before, entitled Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine, written by Gail Honeyman. Unfortunately, I wasn't really able to give a review on that book, but that book was absolutely stunning, full of life lessons, and reading it is like receiving a warm hug, basically. So when I finished reading that book, Eleanor Oliphant, which I, again, initially wanted to review, planned to review, and just didn't have the time to do it, and eventually things piled up and I wasn't able to. Anyway, after finishing the book, I extremely craved that feeling of coziness, that warm and light feeling after you cried, you know what I mean? So that type of feeling. So I was browsing around Goodreads and found this book entitled A Man Called Uwe. Upon checking the reviews, the book was actually written by a well-known author. So okay, that's good. If you're a person who just occasionally reads books like me, not really a bookworm, you usually just go for the usual, like good reviews, enjoyable reviews, and something that you are in the mood to reading at that time. So not that it matters to me that it's made by a well-known author, but it's just like maybe a big plus that maybe, okay, I will buy this book. So this book written by author Fredrik Backman, some of his books were already done or already adapted into a series or a movie, and not to mention this book is actually adapted into a movie as well that's just out on New Year's Day. It has been retitled from A Man Called Uwe to A Man Called Otto, starring Tom Hanks. Actually, I thought Tom Hanks filmed this movie in Australia because there was a time that he was filming here, but actually I googled and it wasn't filmed in Australia. Anyway, it was a bit of a disappointment to learn that the name of the book was changed, because I like that it was, you know, Uwe, because that's a very quirky word as well, but because maybe it's Swedish, that's why it's not a common word. I mean, the titular character is named Uwe, but I guess since this was released in American theaters and maybe the setting would be American in an American town instead of a Swedish town, I think. So that's why they renamed the titular character to Otto. Fair enough. Anyway, as I was saying, other works of the author, Fredrik Backman, was also turned into a series such as Anxious People, and it's actually out on Netflix. I started watching it one time during the course where I was reading the book. And the show, it didn't really pique my interest that much when I was in the first few episodes. So I think I watched like maybe two episodes and wasn't really paying too much attention to it. So maybe I will revisit that for the next time. And also there is another book that he wrote, which is out now on HBO, which is entitled Bear Town. So when a book is adapted into a movie or a series, it would usually imply to the average person that it's a good book, right? And not that I only read books that turn into movies or series, but I guess that's just how the way I discover them through the reviews and high ratings on Goodreads, especially, and if they are related to the topics that I'm really into at that time. And I mentioned that I'm actually not a bookworm, but I just like to read books. So I'm just your occasional average reader. And the book has already been adapted into a movie in Sweden as well and was nominated for an Oscar. So that's very, very interesting. And now that I've finished the book, I wanted to watch the movie, both the Swedish and the American one. So what is this book all about then? Well, the title of the book is The Man Called Uwe, and it's a story about Uwe, the titular character, who is a cranky old man who has a very fixed set of principles. He just doesn't budge. Well, at least he tries. He is the kind of man who points at people he dislikes as if they were burglars caught outside his bedroom window. Apart from being very stern and unbending in his principles, he has a very strict set of routines and also quite impatient. But behind this cranky exterior is a story, and a sad story at that. So the book describes that what he was when he was young, what he experienced during that age, how he got a job despite not going to school, the story of his family, his dad, and why he loves cars, especially the brand name Saab, which is a Swedish company, car company. And apparently in the book, it was not giving away too much, but in the book merged with an American car company. So then it delves in deeper into his young adult years until he met his then wife, Sonia, without again spoiling you guys, because I wanted you to read the book, and there's just so many nuances in the book that might spoil if I just really give away that type of information. So basically, he describes Sonia as the only person that understood him. They were actually total opposites, because Uwe is like that cranky, unbending type of person, and also very quiet, very introvert. And Sonia is that warm, loving, extroverted person, very bubbly. And it's just so cute how they ended up together. The timeline of the book is actually from a present day where he met a foreign couple, Parvane and Patrick, who accidentally flattened his mailbox because they were not too good drivers. And Uwe is that typical Uwe who is into the rules, who is into cars, and everything about the couple is just the opposite of it. So that's the timeline of the book, the present day situation. And there's just a lot of flashbacks with it, going back to his childhood and, as I mentioned, the younger years. And it kind of like laid down the groundwork for the audience or for the reader on what type of person is Uwe because of the experiences that he has in his life. And the very charming part of the book is that these people like Parvane, Uwe, Patrick, Sonia, and all the other characters described later on is that they met and formed a very unlikely relationship and friendship, which is really, really like they are quite opposite. And you wouldn't think that they would get along, but actually they got along eventually. And, you know, it just somehow fits. So it was really, really charming. And that's also one of the things that I liked in the Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine book, where they formed an unlikely friendship. So I don't know, I just have the inkling to it. I don't know about you. And then, so who is Uwe actually? And again, earlier I mentioned that he is a cranky man, but for some reason, he's quite charming and draws people to him. And the people that are drawn to him are actually also not that typical type of people that you would imagine him to be working well with. And he is a type of man who is somewhat like hard on the outside, but soft on the inside. It's just not really apparent. And you need to peel that onion of an Uwe in order for you to understand who he really is. And it's like you have to spend more time with him to be able to navigate through his personality. And how the book has described Uwe is like most men run away from an inferno, but men like Uwe run into it. So he's really that type of person who is just really stubborn, I'd say. Principled, takes pride on his job and capability. There was a quote in the book that he said, "A job well done is a reward in its own right." And he is also loyal to the bones, like that of his favorite Swedish car company, the Saab. He felt one should not go through life as if everything was exchangeable, as if loyalty was worthless. So if you can imagine right now the way I'm describing him, he is just that really stubborn guy who just sticks to his principles, who has his chin up about his job, no matter how, let's say, quote unquote, insignificant it is. And he takes pride in his work, and he's actually really good at his work. So once you read the book later on, that he's extremely good at his work, that people are drawn to him and ask for his help, you know, and he's not the most approachable person in the planet. And so, yeah, it's basically about the cranky old dude and his life story. A very quirky person, even when he was a kid. And he's a very introverted as well. So he just doesn't speak out too much. But when he does, you know, there's something wrong. So he's already that type of person, but has aggravated because of life's challenges. And without giving away too much, what he experienced in life was really, really horrendous, I'd say. It does toughen you up. There were some points and some chapters of the book that I also, you know, teared up. And you get very frustrated on how things have unfolded. And you would really realize how sometimes the world can be so cruel to the people who don't really deserve it. Anyway, so yeah, that's it. I'm not giving away too much. And what I wanted to say is that I really like these types of books. Although I'm that true crime docuseries junkie, actually, but I prefer reading warm hug type of books. I think that it does counter all of the true crime documentaries that I'm watching, actually. And, you know, it just balances it out. And I like the feeling of reading these types of book and imagining how the events unfolded and imagining the characters as well. I also like unexpected friendships and unlikely friendships at that. It had, again, a similar vibes of Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine. So if you zesties have recommendations on those type of books, please let me know so that I can read them as well. And what I'm really drawn into a book is quirky characters. I am absolutely enamored by them. I don't know, for some reason, I like quirky characters because it somewhat reflects myself as well. Like, I am quite quirky, and for those who doesn't really know me that well, maybe in the outside I'm just like a normal person, but I have my quirky habits and quirkiness that it's not that I'm hiding my quirkiness, it just doesn't come out to the people that I have a relationship that's not so deep yet, you know. So yeah, I really like those quirky types of characters. To me, they are very charming in their own little quirky way. And I also like stories about people who feel disconnected and lost in the world. And it's quite a universal topic, actually, which is something that also makes you feel that you're not feeling alone when you read these types of books. So I like those types of books that or stories that people feel disconnected and lost and then discovers that they have much deeper connections to the world and the people around them than they think. And it's also like touching someone's life without you realizing it. Or otherwise, maybe for each of us now in reality, in this world, having that conscious effort that we might be touching someone's life just by helping them out that one time, you know, it might seem immaterial, insignificant, or unremarkable to you, but to them, it actually puts a little spark in their heart and you have touched their heart though in ways that you didn't actually expect. And again, without giving out too much about the book, you will find how much impact Uwe had on other people's lives when you read the epilogue. And in the last few chapters, I actually, again, got teary-eyed and cried, but in a good way. So I don't want to spoil you, but it's really a heartwarming book and I cannot recommend it enough. And then you say, like, Glee, why would we read a book that makes us cry? I mean, it's up to you, but it's really heartwarming. So you cry in a sense that it's warming your heart. It's a good type of cry. So that's what I wanted to indicate. Anyway, admittedly, for those people who prefer flashy books, flashy storylines, this might not be the book for you or might not interest you right away. But if you're open to stories like just normal human stories, and maybe at first few chapters, you get like, oh, what is this? So just give it time. Just let the story unfold on its own. And because that's what happened to me, like in the first few chapters, yeah, it was entertaining. I liked it. He was quirky. And there was a time that he was so bitter on the first few chapters of the book to the point that it actually got on my nerves. But that was the author's way of introducing him as a character in the book and how the reader will understand him eventually in the latter chapters. And again, not each chapter in the book is a roller coaster ride or something that, you know, is exciting. So it can be a little dragging sometimes, but only a little bit. And maybe that's why I guess I was sitting on it for quite some time too, because I started to lose interest on some few chapters of the book. And then when I picked it up again, you know, I just finished it right away. And also what I wanted to note is that I'm not the type of person who wants to rush a book. So even if, actually, if it's one of my favorite books like Harry Potter, I actually tried to lengthen the time I spend reading the book. That's how I am. So, because I don't want to rush the experience of reading the book and I don't want to finish the story. So anyway, what are my realizations when I read the book? What I realized that every human has a story on why they become like that or how they become like that. So it's like take your time to get to know a person. Especially if it's a person you'd really want to get to know too. Like, for example, you wanted to be that person's friend for some reason, even though that person is not too welcoming, perhaps, or not too friendly on the outside. But there's something in there. If you have that feeling that draws you into a person, you don't know why, maybe entertain that type of feeling. And that's what actually Parvana kind of did to Uwe. Like, it was quite very unlikely friendship. She was very annoying to him, which was quite funny when you read it. So if you'd like to know a person and that person sometimes has walls and you think that that person is just really lonely, just take your time to get to know that person and they will open up. Well, not really to the point that super open, like, you know, other people will be more open and other people might not be too open, but eventually, their walls will be coming down a little bit, and it will be such a sight to see the inside. And another realization is that life is full of surprises. In the story, it's quite a simple yet unique story, but universal at the same time. But the thing that you will realize or get reminded of that life is full of surprises. You meet these types of people, you meet different kinds of people. The unlikely person that you get relationship with or be friends with is actually gonna be a lifelong friend. Also, Zesties, there are topics of suicide in here. So please be warned, especially for those who get triggered. Although it does talk about suicide and those types of topics, it kind of describes it not in a very triggering way anyway. But just so you know, there are some topics of suicide described in the book. And another realization upon reading the book is that you can cultivate friendship in the unlikeliest of ways and in the unlikeliest of people. So again, Parvana, Patrick, Uva, and all the other characters in the book, such a beautiful unfolding of their friendship. So it's quite cute. And then you can touch one's life just by fixing their bicycle. So I'm not going to give away too much again. And normally when I review books, I always say that I can't help but give out too much information or spoil you. But this time around, Zesties, I'm not spoiling you of this book. Another realization is a passage from the book, which, quote, "One of the most painful moments in a person's life probably comes with the insight that an age has been reached when there is more to look back on than ahead. And when time no longer lies ahead of one, other things have to be lived for. Memories, perhaps. Afternoons in the sun with someone's hand clutched in one's own. One finds a way of living for the sake of someone else's future." This is a very, very beautiful passage from the book. And again, it's one of the things that gets you reminded about life. Like when you reach old age, I guess. I haven't reached that old age yet, but hopefully I do. But it's just reminding you that maybe at a certain point in your life, you're not living for yourself anymore, but for someone you love. And another realization is the lesson of destiny and fate, that all things happen for a reason. There was a passage in the book wherein Sonia, Uwe's wife, said that all roads lead to something you were always predestined to do. And for her, perhaps it was something, but for Uva, it was someone. So cute. And another realization is men or humans are what they are because of what they do, not what they say. I really, really love this. And that's what I love about Uva as well. He doesn't say much, but he does much, you know? Like, I don't like those people who talk too much, like, talk empty words or don't walk their talk. So Uva is a complete opposite of that. He just does what he does. He thinks that you are defined of what you do, not what you say. It's a really, really beautiful insight. And why you should read this book? Well, this book is a powerful story, yet not flashy, but has warmth and depth in the simplest of ways. The writer truly understands the nature of human relationships and describes it in text, but in ways that are not as apparent, if you know what I mean. It's as if reading between the lines, but not really. It's there, but very subtle. And everyone shares and understands the fear of losing someone, of being isolated from everyone else, or just the mere thought of aging alone. This book has all of those things being laid out to you through a bitter, quirky, old, yet charming man who seems to attract more people than he thinks. And I also prefer to read the book first before watching the movie or the movies, the Swedish version and the American version. So that's just me, but if you prefer to watch the movie and not read the book, that's fine as well. It's just usually the book is slightly better or much better than the movie because the movie would be just like an hour or 2 hours, right? And sometimes the movie writers change the story as well and change some nuances that were quite charming in the actual book. And again, I don't know if you have a charming word counter there, but I've been talking about the word charming and quirky several times in this episode. So I do apologize for those who are triggered by so many of these words. Anyway, yeah, so, and for my preference as well, I prefer, and I actually realized that I prefer to read the book with the Audible narration. I know it's like double payment, right? And Amazon is like ripping my money off because just one story and two purchases. But I just realized that I am a very visual person, actually. And if I just listen to an audiobook in stationary mode, and like I'm not walking or I'm not on the train, I just actually sleep. So actually, that's one of my tactics now. If I can't fall asleep, I just listen to an audiobook or listen to YouTube. So for those who like a cozy, warm hug of a story, this book is for you. And I think I haven't really described the book or reviewed the book with much justice on how incredibly beautiful the story is. But I tried, guys, I tried. This is somehow a simple story but has its nuances that makes it so magnificently endearing, like a warm cup of tea or coffee. So, Zesties, thanks for listening to this episode. If you enjoy this episode, please like, follow, or rate this podcast and share to your friends. If you have read the book or watched the movie and would like to share your thoughts about it, and if you'd like to recommend a book, please share your thoughts via voice memo and send it to gleefultalkshow@gmail.com, and you might hear your voice on future episodes. If you'd like to support the show, please click on the link on the episode notes to buy me a cup of coffee or two. If you have any feedback or episode recommendations, feel free to DM on Instagram @gleefultalkshow or write to gleefultalkshow@gmail.com. Once again, Happy New Year!